You know, sometimes it's great to just talk to somebody else about your problems, right?
Well, let me tell you something, pal. I have been through extensive therapy, and I am so over that.
Okay, maybe it's not for everybody.
Welcome to the show.
It's Therapy Thursday with Ty Gregg and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
All right, we're joined by Pastor Paul Watson right now. And we did have a text come in, and it kind of ties into what we were going to talk about anyway. Because as Pastor Paul, what you say to people who think the world's going to hell in a handbasket.
This is great. I didn't know that came in.
Yeah, I just happened to see it just a few seconds ago. And so, you know, I think it really applies to what we were going to talk about today is control what you can control, right? And won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah.
Be a good neighbor.
Yeah, I think this is great. First of all, I don't think that the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Personally, I mean, that's personally my opinion. I know it's a lot different than it used to be, and I can totally go there. But I literally think that there's a lot of good things that we have to look forward to. I think there's a lot of good things. So, and this leads us right into the thing that there's this passage that Jesus has asked this question about. What's the two most important rules in life? And he says, love God first. And then he says, love your neighbor as yourself, right? So mm-hmm. so there's this piece that when I come into fall, I know that maybe some people would think it's spring or summer or whatever. But I always think, personally for me, I think that the fall is a great time. I call it friends and family season. And it's the time when you have tons of parties and you have lots of friends and family over. But I really think there's this space when we talk about relationships, we often overlook this one group of people, and it's our neighbors. Like, it's our neighbors. And so I think this is a great season to talk about. One of the good things about being in good relationships is having good relationships with your neighbors. And if you don't have good relationships with your neighbors, mm-hmm. it can be horrible. Like, where you live can be painful and And your neighborhood can just be kind of all kinds of issues. And so I think that there's things to be said about being a good neighbor. And one of the things I have is I have great neighbors. I know all the neighbors on my block. And so I think that to be a good neighbor, there's a few things that you can do. First is just simply be nice, right? Like, be nice. Don't do the drive up and dash in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the drive up and dash in is, oh, my neighbors are out in their yard. I don't want to see them. And so you run to your house really fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that one of the good signs of a good neighbor is a good neighbor just lingers just long enough to say hello, how you doing? Yeah. I've got a neighbor right now that's on our east side who just had surgery. And so we reached out to them this morning. And, just knowing what's going on with your neighbor's homes. And so be a good neighbor, be friendly, be kind, know your neighbor's names, and then really have your neighbors into your house. I know that that's kind of a step like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want my neighbors in my house, right? But being able to be in that place where it's like, do you know your neighbor's names? Are you friendly? Are you helpful? And so one of the things is the world going to hell in a handbasket. Even if it is, like, it doesn't have to be in your neighborhood. Like, right, your neighborhood could be a place that is a little slice of heaven for you.
Mm. Where you escape.
Yeah, it's an escape. It's, you know, that you get to go home to your neighbors in your neighborhood, and you get to feel good about what's going on around your world. So, yeah, be a good neighbor.
I like that. So hold hands and sing, we'll all go down together, you know.
We're not going down. It's going to be good.
So what's going on downtown?
We just launched a whole bunch of classes last night that I'm looking forward to. We have a really great marriage class. We have a really great class on spiritual disciplines. And we have stuff for a little group we call Sparks for little first through third graders. And so we have stuff for all kinds of families. If you're looking for a good church, we're the Downtown Vineyard Church. And we're located at 402 Grand Avenue. Our phone number is 242-0813 if you just wanted to call in and get more information. Or you can find us on the web at dtvchurch.org. And be a good neighbor today.
Yeah, I like that. Always a pleasure having you in.
It's always fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by, neighbor. Yep.
Thanks, neighbor.